Where have you heard it?
On TV or in books or something.
You tell someone, don't do it that way, do it
this way.
And you don't have any money at all. You say you're not rich, you're
poor.
And you say, if a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about. But life is hard on a man.
He's poor.
And you say, when I was a child, my father was poor. But next door was a child.
His father was rich.
Okay. And say if there was a, a kind of fruit that, citrus fruit that grows around here.
Grapefruit, lemon, lime, orange.
Okay. But there was a bowl of oranges. One day you went in to get one and there weren't any left. You say the oranges are
all gone.
And when you're cooking bacon, and you put it in the pan and it, as it cooks, it gets smaller. You say it
shrinks.
Or another way of saying that.
The bacon shrunk.
Or using another word, you say the bacon does what?
Got smaller.
Okay. What about a plant that you don't water? What does it do?
It withers and dies.
Okay. Do you ever use the word swivel up or shrivel up?
Shrivel up.
And a kind of animal that barks.
Dog.
And if you wanted your dog to attack another dog, what would you tell him?
Sick him. Get him.
Okay. And what would you call a mixed breed dog? If you didn't know what kind he was.
Heinz 57.
Okay. Any other names?
Mongrel.
What about a small, noisy little dog?
Feisty.
Okay. Anything else?
No, I can't think of anything else.
What about a worthless dog?
Some of them are, but they don't have to be small or barking a lot.
Well, what general name would you have just for a worthless lady?
A cur.
Huh?
A cur.
Does a cur look...
Now, a cur's kind of scroungy looking.
Long-haired or short-haired, doesn't make any sense.
Mangy. Maybe.
Uh-huh. Say if you had a mean dog, you tell someone, you better be careful, that dog will
bite.
And yesterday the dog
bit someone.
And the person had to go to the doctor after he got
bitten.
Did you ever say after he got dog bit?
You might see someone got dog bit, yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. And kind of animal do people plow with?
Horse or ox or a mule.
Okay. And two of those hitched together would be a
team.
And do you ever hear people say a pair of mules?
I guess so. I never really pay that much attention, but I imagine there are, you know, I've probably heard of a pair or a matched pair. And horses are in mules.
What about the kind of animal that you milk? Be a
cow.
And the male is called a
bull.
Was that word nice to use, or does it sound sort of vulgar?
No.
Any other names for bull?
No, I can't think of any. Steer is a fixed bull, but...
Uh-huh. Any other terms for fixed?
If it's a female, they say it's spayed, and if it's a male, it's castrated.
Mm-hmm. With either sex, you say it's fixed, though? Or?
Yeah, it'd be fixed if it was either way.
Mm-hmm. What about the little cow when it's first born? It's called a...
calf.
And if it's a female, it's a...
a heifer.
And if it's a male?
A bull, I guess.
Say if you had a cow that's expecting a calf, you'd say she was going to
have a calf or calf.
Do you ever hear people say find a calf or drop a calf or come
drop in a calf, yeah.
Huh?
Drop a calf.
And a male horse is called a
stallion.
Any other name?
No, I can't think of any.
What about the term stud or top horse?
A